everybody,
to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean, along with host Ginny Sanders,
also known as Ginny Almighty,
who joins Dr. Dean on tonight's program.
Phone lines are now open at 602-666-6027.
That's 602-666-6027. And we'll be taking your calls from around the world and right here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome this Monday, May 11th, 2020, an auspicious day, I might add, for we are on the eve of what is going to turn out to be another wonderful landmark experience for our very good guest this evening. This is the eve of the book launch of our guest, Dr. Christiane Northrup, who has revised her book, Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, and she is here with us to talk about it tonight. And we are thrilled to the core to have her with us, not only because she's such a kindred spirit on so many levels with our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, having made both in their own unique ways such incredible impact in the worlds that they care most about, the world about medicine, the world of natural remedies, the world of women's wisdom, the world of using your intuition and your gifts, the world of health freedom and empowerment. Not only have they brought so much of themselves to the play, to the forefront, not only have they transformed their worlds and the worlds of so many, not only have they been uplifters and guidance for so many people, but they also have maintained their integrity through the entire journey. And ladies and gentlemen, it just doesn't get any better than that. And honestly, it doesn't happen very often. We're so happy to have her with us this evening. And so before I bring her on, I will also remind you our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean is here with us this evening. And if this is the first time you're tuning in, it is going to be truly a delight for you to join us tonight. Dr. Carolyn Dean, the author of her own landmark work, The Magnesium Miracle, and of course, a formulator of products that are saving lives, and a very outspoken advocate for health freedom, as is Dr. Northrup. So let's bring the ladies in. Let me get Dr. Dean in here this evening and see how she's doing, and then we'll talk with Dr. Northrup. Dr. Dean? Paging Dr. Dean. Hello, Dr. Dean.
Yes, I am here. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm very excited that Christiane's here, and we have a two-hour show, so we're devoting the first hour to Dr. Northrup, so I'm not even going to go into anything more than saying, yes, we're launching our Flora Revive today, and we'll talk about that in the second hour. But let's bring on Dr. Northrup immediately and just squeeze all the goodness out of her so that we can have our callers call in, ask questions, have the chat line going. I have a couple of questions. So, Ginny, bring her on.
Hello, Dr. Northrup. You're live with Dr. Carolyn Dean this evening. Welcome.
Hello. I love it.
Hey, listen, yes.
If you want to launch the probiotic, I'm very excited about it, just so you know. I am an enormous fan of your work, have had the Magnesium Miracle probably in the very first edition and subsequent editions. And so you and I have had parallel paths. And, Ginny, it was very funny to hear you say, and neither one of us has lost our integrity, which is really something. I have to say that many of my worst detractors are currently dead, so that's nice. I mean,
I hear you.
right. But anyway, I mean, just for everybody listening, you know, Carolyn and I are not in business together, but I have the Remag lotion. I've got the Remag and the Remite. Now, here's what's funny. I went to see Ray Vayu, the health medium in Maine. So this guy is a plumber and refrigeration expert who just happens to, he fell out of a truck when he was 9 and woke up with the ability to see things and people. And he's the one who got me on the Remag and the Remite. And what's so interesting is that I've always known your work, Carolyn, but I didn't know about the products. And so they are, you know, they're staple products in my life. The Pico Silver is something that everyone should have for their immune system. I've given it to my granddaughters when they were starting to come down with stuff. So, you know, it's really very wonderful to have products that I absolutely trust and are made with integrity, because you and I both know in this particular area of supplementation, there are so many chances that one could undermine integrity and quality to make more money. I mean, it's I've had so much opportunity to sell my soul, you wouldn't believe it.
Yes. Oh,
God.
Oh, I know. Well, what's fascinating is that we've both been, I guess, counseling the world around us and trying to help people with information. And what happened to me a number of years ago, I was doing a monthly online series of I called modules. Actually, I think it was weekly. There were 102 modules that I worked on for 2 years.
Wow!
And when it came out, it was around the time of the 2008 crash, and I started getting feedback from people saying, "I just don't have time to read this. I love the information. I just wish someone would tell me what to do."
Yes, it's true.
Yeah,
I know.
Just tell me what to do. And that's why they do come to you and they do come to me, because we've been around for a long time and we've never changed in our stance and in our focus. So people do trust us. And seriously, I never in a million years thought I'd be selling products. I mean, to me,
right.
It was like, oh, my gosh, you know, that's just too crash.
Right. Yes, exactly. Oh, you're going to lose your credibility.
Oh, yes, down the tubes. And
right.
And then I realized I couldn't find something that would help me with my magnesium deficiencies, my heart palpitations and leg cramps, etc. Terrible magnesium deficiency because I had the laxative effect with magnesium.
Right.
And I could not get a company to do the research and take the effort to create a product that would work. So I had to do it. And when people would come after me, I don't even bother with the criticism anymore. But when people would say, well, you shouldn't be selling products and it's too crass, I say, well, who else is going to make a non-laxative magnesium? Have you seen one? Is there a drug company that, oh, no, it can't be patented. So
there you go.
It's never going to happen. I know it. So, yeah, for me, I mean, to have you with your incredible credibility support my work, I just, you know, I'm just, little tears are forming in my eyes right now.
Oh.
Thank you.
you're so welcome. I'm a practical person. And there have been times, like this past summer, where I woke up one morning with leg cramps so bad, I stumbled down the stairs, quickly took my Remag and Remite with a little salted water, laid down on the floor. I was, under a lot of stress taking care of somebody post-op, and was neglecting myself, which I know no other woman has ever done. And and the stuff just works like a charm. And and here's what I know, and you know as well. If you were to sell the company, which is another thing that's done a lot, obviously, where people come up with a really good product, and then they sell it, and, you know, retire and, you know, make a whole lot of money. I have no problem with that. But very, very often when that happens, the product gets very watered down, and it's not the same product. So, you know, so therefore, I'm thrilled that you still make it and that you're coming up with new stuff and all the rest of it. Because, you know, you did it for the reasons. Yeah. I mean, that's what, you know, frankly, my work was always for the right reasons. I just didn't see anyone else writing this way about women's health. And, you know?
Exactly. And your book, Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, was it 1994, the first edition?
The first edition, 1994, and I was terrified to go into Grand Rounds after that book came out because I had been, you know, kind of hiding what I really believed. I got a lot of flack for having people change their diet. I kid you not. I have to close the door to mention nutrition to someone, let's say, with breast cancer. That is how bad it was in the 80s that doctors were not making the connection. And quite frankly, most still don't make the connection. If you look at hospital food, post-op, it's just awful. So, you know, not much has changed in that regard. But if you figure that I was afraid to talk about nutrition and people made fun of my lunches, I was kind of a macrobiotic vegetarian back then. I'm not anymore, but it was still whole food and organic. And, you know, I tried to stay in the jokes so that I wouldn't lose my license and be booted out of the hospital.
Well, in my training, I know some of my listeners have heard this, but when I was in medical school, I was making my own yogurt, and
my mother made yogurt.
Stock.
My dad took it down the street to his patients on antibiotics. You were the laughing stock because there was no yogurt. You had to make it yourself. Exactly.
And this business of not much has changed. I mean, didn't you imagine that when you knew all this back in the day and you thought, oh, you know, in another 10, 15 years, everybody's going to do natural medicine along with drug medicine and we'll use the best options for people and won't it be wonderful? Remember those days?
Yeah.
Well, that never happened.
Well, what people need to know, and I'm sure that your audience knows this, hopefully they know it, back in the 1920s, John D. Rockefeller funded what was called the Flexner Report, and this report, he paid people enormous amounts of money to discredit any natural medicine. They invented the word quack, and so the Flexner Report closed all the naturopathic medical schools, all of the homeopathic medical schools, and anything having to do with women. And so thus began the kind of pharmaceutical takeover, and that's what we now call real medicine. You know, I posted a Facebook thing that I did with Cordy Williams, who's a Marine who stood up to the riot-geared policeman in Sacramento recently, saying, okay, so you're going to hit women over the head with a billy club for standing up for their constitutional rights? Can you guys sleep at night? But anyway, I had posted something about him on my Facebook page, and someone said, well, he's not a doctor. I said, he's a chiropractor. He spent years learning his trade. No, he's not an MD, but even DOs have been maligned. It's almost like MD stands for medical deity, and there's nothing else that, you know, that can compare. And you and I both know an MD is a very good degree, but you don't learn anything about nutrition. You don't learn anything about structural alignment. You learn a lot about drugs.
And it has come to the fore where now with this COVID, I really haven't followed you. You're a big social media person, I must say. Instagram every day and Facebook and Twitter. So I applaud you for that. But with this COVID, my thinking is that they're entering the depths of the ordinary flu to the COVID and
yes.
spiking the numbers. And
yes.
they and in my work with the Orthomolecular News Service, we put out a couple of dozen press releases saying, look, you can use intravenous vitamin C, you can use hydroxychloroquine and zinc, you can use hydrogen peroxide, you can use high-dose vitamin D. There are so many ways that you can save lives, but
oh,
what
yeah.
are they doing?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. We just had in one of the groups, I'm a member of Physicians for Informed Consent, a Dr. Chang submitted his stuff, I believe, to the NIH. And so he had done a video, I believe. Anyway, mm-hmm. And the NIH, all of that accepted that. Well, his YouTube video was removed because it
yep.
failed to meet community guidelines
standards
on YouTube. I mean, this is a researcher whose work on vitamin C is unparalleled. And so that's
yeah, Richard. Sorry, I'll just throw this in. Richard is on my group too, so I've been up
on
that whole attack on anything that supports natural medicine that's against this resmetirom, whatever that Fauci wants, that's never been tested, maybe 50% successful in very preliminary trials, and they've thrown that at people. And they're
yeah.
waiting for the vaccine to come out to be able to say, well, this will protect you. Well, you know, the Cochrane reports on that in 2018, they looked at 52 studies on influenza vaccine and found 1-2% effectiveness. So that's
right.
what they want us to take.
Well, think about it. This has been the narrative. And it started right this particular time. It all began in 1986 when Congress passed an act that removed all liability from the pharmaceutical industry
yeah.
for any vaccine injury. And since then, the vaccine schedule has tripled, and I was mm-hmm. very key in the fight to keep freedom of choice and informed consent in Maine. We lost, but all of this has been a setup to brainwash the public that the only answer is a vaccine. And, you know, when I look at how long it has taken for people to get this brainwashed, it's taken decades, really decades, and very active undermining. I mean, your stuff, for instance, how many cardiologists do I know with atrial fibrillation? The first thing I tell them, hey, you got to take a look at Carolyn's work here. So I have a couple of cardiology friends on Remag and Remite, you know, for their atrial fib, which is frankly now epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Epidemic.
Yes.
You would think
yes.
this would be the first thing that people would do long before they do these cardiac ablations, where you're moving, removing the electrical system of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason I call this time the Great Awakening is that there's so much mm-hmm. pressure now on people. When you have to censor things as quickly as they're censoring it, that alone is causing people to wake up, I think.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's
yeah.
right in our face, this constant turnover, you know, what's going on politically, people are seeing that, what's going on medically. And yet still, I get on these local neighborhood forums sometimes. It
yep,
drives
yep.
me crazy. They want a snitching system here where you report on your neighbors if they don't observe the quarantine. Can you believe it?
No, I can't, but
yeah.
I did. I was heartened by reading that in Missouri, they published the names of the snitchers. They published them.
Uh-huh.
So then those people started to get afraid for their lives. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or in New York when Cuomo wanted, or no, it must have been Bazio put up a website where you could report people. It got flooded with pornography.
I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I believe that, you know, the human spirit will rise. We just heard here in my state of Maine that now part of the opening up the state strategy is that to have a meal at a restaurant, you're going to have to make a reservation, and then the names of all the diners have to be sent to the government. So my daughter and I were coming up with fake names that we could use, and then, you know, we'll just pay cash. And,
yes.
You know.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so there's been some very, very funny, as one might imagine, names that people will be known for at restaurants. So, I mean, nobody is going to stand for that. That's the eroding of our constitutional rights. But, you know, back to your work, my work, I have always, my whole work, life's work, has been to teach women how to access their own intuition, their own bodily wisdom. And, you know, you can use the menstrual cycle and you can use menopause to teach them that what arises during those times is very often the body is giving you a wake-up call, just like, you know, leg cramps and all of that. When people say, well, you know, you get cramps when you get older. No, you actually don't. What happens is that the body says, hey, I've been magnesium starved for long enough, and you're going to have to do something about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, by the way, you know how quinine used to be used for leg cramps?
Yes.
Yes. Can you explain that one to me and also the zinc thing and all that?
Well, the quinine, I think it's got to do with pH. I really don't know more than that.
Okay.
And something that Mildred Zelig, she was a magnesium expert back in the day, but she used magnesium oxide. I mean, all these magnesium people were using magnesium oxide.
Right.
And they said, well, you know, I can only take it every couple of days because it gives me diarrhea. It's like they didn't even clue into the fact that they had to find a magnesium that wasn't. But anyway, so Mildred said to me on the phone once that when she was in her first job at a drug company, her task was to do blood testing on people for their nutritional levels of vitamins and minerals after a drug was introduced. And she said across the board, magnesium would skyrocket after taking drugs. Now, what that tells me is that the drug is toxic and dangerous. The magnesium, which is required in 80% of known metabolic functions, comes to the rescue. And while it's in there rescuing you, it makes you feel better. And then it looks like the drug is working, whereas it's the magnesium. And she brought that to her bosses, and they fired her.
That's pretty much how it works. Yeah.
So maybe with quinine or whatever, even I'm wondering with vitamin D, Christiane, you know, vitamin D requires magnesium in 8 steps in order to turn it from the whatever inactive version to the active version. So is vitamin D working in the beginning because it's stirring up magnesium, bringing it into circulation to be used for its activity, and we're getting magnesium effects that we're saying is due to vitamin D. See, we have no idea what's going on. And then with zinc, you're going to love our new Pico Zinc that's coming out shortly.
Oh, you have a Pico Zinc. Oh, how great. Oh, good.
Right. Because the way hydroxychloroquine works, this is awesome. It's an ionophore, which simply means it beats open the cell mineral ion channels to allow zinc to enter, because zinc is so antiviral inside the cell, but it has to get there. So hydroxychloroquine opens up the cells to zinc. Zinc comes in. Hopefully you have some zinc. And then that's what helps treat your virus. Now, the people that know this, they use hydroxychloroquine with high-dose zinc. But what we can do with pico zinc is it's own ionophore. It's so tiny, it will get into the cells all by itself and do its job. Now, what I'm going to be putting on the label and in the information is, you know, they just use this 20 milligrams of zinc once a day, at 1 week per month. Build up your zinc, get ready for, you know, whatever might happen. And then if you do get exposed or you do get sick, you can take it every day for a while, but then you cut that, because we know zinc will bump your copper. That's why in the Remite I have, you know, higher amounts of zinc than I do copper, but I have them both, even though we've been taught that copper is evil. We need bioavailable copper, which is what
right.
you get in Remite. So what was your question again?
So, no, I was interested in the quinine stuff and the zinc stuff, because I know that zinc
yeah.
is absolutely part of the problem with COVID. Now, here's the thing for everybody listening. You know, Carolyn and I have questioned the mainstream narrative about everything in our field for years. So, so the COVID is not... had people, by the way, and it's kind of funny, calling Hay House, my publisher, or emailing them and saying, mm-hmm. Have my social media accounts been hacked? Because I'm publishing things that do not go along with the mainstream narrative. And what they don't realize is I've never gone mm-hmm. along with the mainstream narrative on much of anything. Mm-hmm. It's just that now... Mm-hmm. We are so polarized, and frankly, I believe that this is a coordinated, conscious effort to separate people and get them to fight with each other. And, mm. you know, like the calling, on your neighbor. I mean, we've seen other times when this was done, haven't we now?
Uh-huh. We have.
So I think it's never... It's never gotten this far, but it's almost as though people are now, there's kind of no middle ground. The middle ground would be to be loving to each other and understanding. Someone just asked me, in fact, on Facebook, well, you know, clearly you don't go along with the mainstream media, so what do you suggest? And I suggest, well, I would say that people need enough vitamin D, they need enough magnesium, they need enough mm-hmm. zinc, vitamin C, and mm-hmm. you don't quarantine people who are well. Now, if you have a cough or a cold, wear a mask. If you don't, you don't need mm-hmm. a mask. And masks can mm-hmm. make things worse. And frankly, the mask is just a symbol of we are no longer going to allow you to have freedom of speech. And they have gotten away, you know, I mean, it's kind of like that.
Right.
And
right.
so, you know.
Yeah, we've got this across our mouth. We can hardly hear each other with the mask. But, there's so many layers to this. But what I keep coming back with on, you know, little forums here and there is this virus is not the problem.
No.
Our immunity is what we have to work on. Why aren't we being told that we should be going out and as our friend Dr. Zach Bush talked about the microbiome. We have
oh,
to be
yeah.
picking up the dust and the dirt and inhaling all these things to activate our immune system so it'll be ready for the next of the hundreds of thousands of viruses that are out there. Our concern, Ginny and I are putting together our total body immunity bundle. We have our own Pico Zinc and coming out with the D3K2. We'll have our Whole C Reset. We have our Flora Revive so that people can build their immunity, because in the fall, when the seasonal flu comes, people are going to freak out.
Yes.
And they shouldn't have to freak out, because this, you know, whether it was concocted or, well, a lot of viruses have been concocted. I mean, trust
yeah.
me. So,
yeah.
And we've fought them off, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and we'll do the same. But somehow this has become so political, and who knows who's attacking who, what country is attacking what country.
So
but
have,
in the
we have
midst
no
of
idea,
it,
but boy, I'm with you.
Yeah.
So you have a vitamin D3K2 product, huh?
Yeah, that's coming out in the next month or so. Yeah, we just said, when you look at the Amazon, for example, and look at vitamin C, there was a certain point, it was all sold out. And then weeks later, I saw so many companies. I have no idea where they came from. I don't know their history or if they're viable, but I am certain that you know, maybe it's from foreign countries, are throwing up these companies with cheap nutrients that that probably don't go through any quality control. I mean, we go through so much quality control, and that's how you know a product is safe to take. You'll never know if a product is effective until you take it. But we have grave concerns. I don't want to recommend a product and then, like you say, it gets bought out. Look at my the Natural Calm that I used to support years ago.
Yes.
It got bought out by Clorox, for Pete's sakes, and they changed all the formulas.
Well, that certainly explains why that stopped working.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's good to hear. It's good to hear this, because then I can, you know, I can tell everybody. Because I think, you know, what's interesting is I go through life, you know, and people say, "Well, aren't you worried about this?" No, not ever. I'm not afraid of this at all. My 94-year-old mother is not afraid of this at all. Okay,
right.
So you know, so but again, we keep ourselves very well nutriented. And we don't watch the mainstream media. That's the other thing. That
right.
We don't do.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's so dangerous. Ginny has a friend who, I don't know if it's the hospital coordinator or someone who works in a nursing home. She said that the Alzheimer's patients are not getting the flu. I'm not even calling it COVID anymore. I'm just saying they're not getting the flu because they're not afraid. Their mind doesn't even hold on to the fact that there is a death ray out there that's out to get them. Seriously, your immune system is so shattered by fear that can do you in. And people don't realize that.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, my whole career, I would watch how women were taught to be scared to death of their breasts, scared to death of their uterus. I had a patient come in, and she said, "Well, you know, every woman in my family has had a hysterectomy by the age of 50, so, you know, I guess I might as well schedule mine." And I remember as a resident, our chief resident was making rounds, and he said, "There's no room in the tomb for the womb." And that has been a kind of an underlying thing in OBGYN, which is one of our residents that I was training. She said to me, "Oh, look, we were doing an operation for fibroids." She goes, "Oh, they can have my uterus any time. I've had my kids." And that's the OBGYN training, which is this organ is useless. It's for making babies or growing cancer. And so you should just get rid of it as soon as possible. And, you know, and now we've had, I think, a 400% increase in prophylactic mastectomy because women are afraid of getting breast cancer because mammograms are increasingly diagnosing things we would die with but never die from. And so this is the kind of thing that people, women, need to know these things. I happen to be an intern when they brought in fetal monitoring, and I watched the C-section rate soar to, well, it soared to 25% at that time. At this point, it's 30 to 50% in most hospitals, and that's why the maternal mortality rate has more than doubled in the last 20 years. Maternal mortality, as you know, is the way that any public health person determines the health of an entire nation. One of the indices of health is the maternal mortality rate. And in the U.S., I think we are, I think we're below Cuba on maternal mortality rate. And so, you know, it's and at this point, with COVID, there are hospitals that are not allowing a support person to be with you during labor, not unlike the hospitals in New York where you're not allowed to have anyone with you, so these people are being put on ventilators, which are killing them because that's not the treatment, but they're not allowed to take anyone with them, so you don't have an advocate. And as Zach says, today's doctors, he said, you know, you get sued if you don't have an MRI or if you don't have the right lab test, so that our clinical ability, our clinical intuition is not even being taught anymore. So women it's crazy. And to have a baby alone, I mean, I happen to be on the front lines when we fought to get fathers into the delivery room. And there was a big push against that. There was a big push against the home pregnancy test. Doctors were certain that women couldn't handle the information. I mean,
Wow.
So, you know, I've been around for a long while on this. And but the conversation is the same as it's always been. You've got to decide whether or not you're going to trust your gut, and do not give yourself over to the medical experts. First of all, I used to say to people, if you understood the degree of lack of consensus among 30 OBGYNs in the city of Portland, Maine, if you realize how much we disagree on, and that's just in conventional approaches, then you know, you might imagine, and that's okay, you get an opinion. But then you've got to ask yourself, is there another way to look at this? And you run it by your own intuition, your own inner wisdom. For some people, a hysterectomy is perfect. A C-section is perfect. But it's, you know, we can't go along with a protocol because increasingly, as you know, people just follow a checklist and a protocol.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's all institutionalized and structured. Doctors don't even think for themselves anymore. And then they talk about the high rate of suicide in doctors. Doctors aren't happy. No wonder they're not happy. They're not thinking for themselves.
That's right. And if I had a young person, if they said to me now, should I go to medical school, I would say no, do something else. Because unless you're radicalized before you go in, which I certainly was.
Oh, good. Yes, me too. Yeah, because I've seen people who've had a bit of radical in them, and they went to med school and got scared out of them. So it can go both ways.
Yes, because you've got to go along. Yeah, it's a very, you know, as one of the residents said to me years ago, if you're going down, take someone with you. Meaning, you know, at any moment in OBGYN, you could be sued for a bad outcome. So, therefore, you don't want to do anything that goes against the grain.
Right. Well, look, there are two mailbag questions for you specifically. Let's go to libido, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
A woman, a woman says, I'm 63-year-old woman experiencing a lessening of my libido, more difficult to achieve orgasm by manual manipulation by myself or my partner. It does still happen, not as often, and is longer, harder, and mostly less intense than during my younger years. Do not have any issue with lubrication, pain during intercourse, thankfully. While I realize the above is natural, a normal aging progression, no. What, if anything, do you recommend to help improve my libido orgasms, please? Thank you very much. Now, is this in your book? Shall we just tell her to read a chapter in your book?
We should, but I guess what I want her to know is that libido is absolutely fascinating, and orgasm is your connection with life force, and therefore, for women, the more orgasms, the more youthfulness. And I would recommend for her doing jade egg practice, which we have definitely in the book, working on the pelvic floor and doing this thing called the microcosmic orbit. This is the work of Montalcia. And if she can begin to work with life energy, then she will be able to reset that whole thing, because the research shows that it is women in their 60s and 70s having the best sex of their lives. So that's what I
Yeah, we can't get pregnant,
know.
You know. Yeah, we can't get pregnant, so it's like, woohoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Wonderful. And this next one is from our friend Dr. Matthews. He's a surgeon, plastic surgeon. He works with people with facial, children with facial birth defects.
What am I saying? Cleft lip and palate and that kind
of
thing.
Cleft lip and palate.
Yeah.
He's awesome. So he's asking you this question. What is the link between MMR vaccine and cancer, particularly ovarian cancer? Those who have natural immunity from having had measles or mumps as a child have much reduced risk for developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and ovarian cancer and Hodgkin's lymphoma. This is from worldwide studies. How does Dr. Northrup feel about this increased risk, and does she have suggestions to decrease the risk? Thank you.
He's absolutely right about natural immunity from things like measles. We need to understand that these childhood diseases, measles and chickenpox, if you look at traditional Chinese medicine, they will tell you that these encounters with these microbes are enormously important to create the protective microbiome that we all need later on. And Andy Wakefield's work early on showed that the problem with the MMR was that it changed the microbiome of the gut. And I think that that's where the rubber hits the road here. It's doing something to the microbiome. So what I would say for all of those people who've had the MMR and at this point the 69 other vaccines that are now mandated in Maine, New York State, and California, is that you need to do some kind of detox, which you can do with spirulina, with cilantro. There are all kinds of detox protocols, and obviously your products are very helpful for that, the Remag and the Remite. But there's absolutely, this is the whole thing. We have this idea that we have downloaded into people's psyche that measles is the most dangerous thing that you could ever have. I mean, I've had to stop watching some mainstream television shows like Madam Secretary because they show that, you know, measles is the worst possible thing that could ever happen, and it's simply not true. If anyone would come up with some wild measles cases, I would drive my grandchildren there to get infected, okay? Same with chickenpox.
Right.
I want them to have those infections. So absolutely, I know there's definitely a link. And yes, here's the thing. Some children will die from measles. Not many, but some will. And if you have enough vitamin A, you won't. That's a treatment for measles. However, one of the things that, you know, our beloved Zach Bush says is our entire problem with COVID and the public health policies is everyone has got to get over their fear of death so that we can actually live.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yes.
Oh, speaking of vaccines, though, I do have to go off on Gardasil. That is the worst thing that was ever invented.
Oh,
it is making young women sterile. It is. We had a young man, age 14, at a friend of mine's clinic. He came in. He had a flu shot and Gardasil. Started immediately having seizures and had to go to the hospital via rescue. Gardasil has never, ever been shown to prevent cervical cancer. In fact, that changes the biology of the cervix and the vaginal microbiome, and there have been fragments of HPV vaccine found in the vaccine. So there is some emerging data that the young women who've been vaccinated have much earlier and more aggressive cases of cervical cancer. So that shot is a disaster, and it's now been mandated in New York State. So I just have to say that in case someone is listening and they have a pediatrician or a school nurse wanting them to get that vaccine. Now, I have to say, with the pandemic, many children are being spared.
Right. And actually, the two things there, apparently, when COVID came along, doctors started saying, well, get your flu shot. And then come to find a study that showed people who did get their flu shot, they came down with really bad cases of COVID, and it wrecked their immune system. And the other, it's fascinating about the microbiome and how these childhood infections are protective. It reminds me of the farm up country that I help support. It's biodynamic organic. So
yeah.
I'm taking the word biodynamic here. There's a dynamism in nature that is protective that we have overridden at every turn that is now coming to the fore and just throwing us off the bus. We do have to wake up to this.
Absolutely. And I believe that, again, that's where we have to go in every area of life. It's so the soil, our bodies, our the environment, our farming, that's what the future is. And quite frankly, I believe that that is the gift of the entire COVID pandemic, and that is to wake people up. This is the sixth great extinction, according to Alberto Velodo, the shaman, and we only make it by becoming a different species. So, you know, when people say the new normal, well, the new normal, I'm sorry, is not going to be about social distancing and masks. The new normal is going to be about communities having permaculture farms, supporting local agriculture, food security, because it's grown where you are. I mean, one of the first things that I did with this whole thing is make sure that my membership for the Maine Organic Farmers and Growers was all up to date.
Mm-hmm.
A big donation, you know, because that's going to be where it is. And we're forming little community gatherings for those who are not afraid. And, you know, like, okay, what do we want to do? What do we want to do next? What's it going to look like, and how can we begin that now?
Mm-hmm. Right. Christiane, have you heard of our Mighty Mash?
No.
Mighty Mash is the waste product from making our RNA drops. They're made from germinated barley sprouts. So when the RNA drops are squeezed out of the barley sprouts, we get this leftover straw, and we dry it, and we put it in the ground, and it's a living life force fertilizer.
Ooh, nice.
And in the farm up country that I support, we did an experiment with radishes. So we put the Mighty Mash in one plot and nothing in the other plot, And after 21 days harvesting the radishes in the Mighty Mash plot, we got 85 pounds of the most gorgeous bright red radishes ever. In the other plot, we got 3 pounds that we could sell.
Wow.
85 pounds versus 3 pounds because what happened? Without enough life force in the soil, the weeds grew up, enormous
yes.
weeds. The worms ate all the radishes. They were all disfigured with worm tunnels.
Yeah.
And in the Mighty Mash, the radishes were so alive and happy that the predators did not bother. So that is what that's what we do with our RNA drops. If you're taking RNA drops, your life force is so strong that your body won't accept predators. Predators only attack weak and dying organisms. So if you're not weak and dying, you won't be attacked. So what we've been doing, you know, in the soil, it's the same in the human body, and that's the message we're trying to get across.
That is exactly it, and that's what we have to do. That's where this has to go. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it's not all that hard. You know, so all these other messages, you know, prescription drugs for seniors. Oh, my God, they're taking away my drugs. Good. Okay, now I know people need some things, but we need to start. We need to start replenishing the soil of our lives, body, mind, and spirit. You know, what we think, what we watch, what we eat, that's where this has to go. So, you know, when I'm not watching the videos that are circulating that YouTube and Facebook tries to take down as soon as you put them up, I'm thinking about, okay, you know, what do we want this next thing to look like? You know, so we're all set with our CSAs, our community agriculture shares, you know, for the summer. How do we support those who are doing this work? Because that's the future. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. Perfect. Now, we only have a few minutes to the top of the hour. We'll go to Ginny and ask her if she can summarize what's been happening on the chat, because we haven't even gotten to the phones or anything, but the hour is almost up. Ginny, what's going on over on your side of things?
Yeah, over on my side, everybody's just giddy with joy talking about how wonderful it is to have the two of you ripping and roaring around together through the phone lines. And nobody's worried about much of anything else. I will say that we're very grateful to have a lot of our listeners here this evening who have been with us for a long time. And one of them is... let's see. Okay. Jackie got a question for me, but Jackie, you didn't send me the question. Okay. it says, can we ask this question? Yes, too giddy. Okay. And talk about, just real quick, Dr. Northrup, the importance of magnesium before women, before, during, and after pregnancy. Anything there?
Well, I would say, think about it. The uterus is a gigantic muscle, and every single time a muscle contracts, it requires magnesium. So you want to make certain, and by the way, I think those women who, you know, who say, I was in labor for 3 days, labor is defined as the progressive dilatation and effacement of the cervix. So when you're just having these sort of false labor for 3 days, I think it's because you don't have enough magnesium. So everyone needs, everyone should be having Remag, Remite in some water with a pinch of Himalayan or Celtic sea salt. Your body's a battery, and this creates the battery fluid. And everyone would be so much happier if they had this. Anxiety rates would go down, cramping would go down, your mind would be clearer, you'd sleep better, all that stuff.
Wow. Okay, very good.
Excellent. Let me just say this, Ginny. In your 2010 edition of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, you mentioned magnesium 152 times. Did you realize that?
No, I did not. Oh, my God. That's funny.
That's the first thing I look at when I read a book, because your new edition isn't available till tomorrow, so I was looking at the 2010. Of course, you do mention Magnesium Miracle in my name, so I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Sure, sure. All right.
Okay, Jenny.
Okay, so Dr. Northrup, everybody would, all of our guests would just love to have you back again. So we'll get an update on the raging and fantastic success of your newly updated book. I have a copy coming. I know a lot of people have ordered their copies. And then maybe we can have you come back and join us again in the summer.
Sounds great. Okay. Thank you both so
wonderful.
Much. Great.
Thank you. Big hugs. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just listened to a wonderful repartee between the legendary Dr. Christiane Northrup and our very own Dr. Dean, and we'll be back for hour two right after this.
Live radio show.
Along with host Ginny Sanders. Right after this brief station break.
You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolindean.com.